Hi, and welcome to the last episode of IABD, It's a Big Deal podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in once again. We are very excited for you to be here with us. We are going to be doing something where we have these categories, and then we describe the category for the other person. So, for example, the first one is movies. So Danny will tell me what movie reminds me
of you.
Yeah, and then vice versa.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's just get started. In case you may have noticed, we just went back to our old intro song. It's because we're recording on a device that does not have the, our new intro song, like, imported on it. So yeah, but yeah. Don't mind that. Okay, let's do, what movie reminds us of each other. You wanna go first?
Yeah. So my movie that I picked for How I See Anna is Princess Diaries, because it's so, like, I don't know. She's always very, like, bubbly, and Amelia, no, what's her name? The girl that plays there?
Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, she's very bubbly in the movie and in real life, and I just feel like she portrays Anna very, very well. Or Anna portrays her very, very well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm saying High School Musical because it's very, like, dance, excitable, yeah. Like, kind of
crazy,
like, almost cheesy, but not in a bad way. Okay, what about song?
I picked Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, that's cute.
I know, that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. It's just very, like, go happy, like, or go lucky.
Go lucky?
Yeah. Like, she's very
happy. Happy, go lucky?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means fully.
Me either.
Here comes the sun.
She's very, like, I don't know. It's just the vibe that I get from her, so.
I said Speed Drive from the Barbie movie. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because it's just, it's very, like, excitable, I guess.
I like that.
Okay, what about a color?
I picked Persian blue. It's a very, like, it's, like, royal blue, except, like, kind of lighter, and it's, like, very, like, royal, like, not royal, but like
tealish?
No. Here, I'll show a picture. It's very, I don't know, it's just pretty. It reminds me of her.
Well, she shows me. I chose pink for Danny, because she's, I don't know, she's just pink, I guess.
I get that.
What about your Disney princess for me?
I picked a mix between Belle and Tangled. And I was thinking Jasmine originally. I swear I was.
Okay.
And then,
I mentioned her, she kind of pulled out of me that I would like to be called Jasmine, because I think she's, like, kind of cool.
No, but I really was thinking Jasmine before you said anything. And then I was like, well, Belle, because she has a lot of books, and she's just kind of, like, brave like Belle, but, like, I don't know. Like, she stands up for herself like Belle does. And Tangled, because she's very, like, happy, and she likes to sing. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's a very good mix.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I chose Merida, because she's sassy. She likes to tell people how she feels, and she doesn't want to get stepped on.
Yeah.
Which, when you're with me, you don't want to get stepped on. When you're with other people, you let people step on you. So it's kind of half and half.
Yeah, that's really, I think it's just because I'm comfortable with you.
Yeah. Animal.
I picked a bunny / a sparrow, like a bird, because
those are two opposites. I feel like bunnies are, like, so soft and chill, and sparrows are, like,
they're so majestic and, like, no. no sparrows are, like, I don't know, the ones I've seen, they're just very, like, floaty. And
I'm more, like, mainly thinking of a crow for some reason. I don't know. Why I said a fluffy cat.
Hmm.
Like, very fluffy. Poofy fluffy. I don't know why.
I see that.
A season?
I said, so I picked a lot, like, for these ones. I picked, like, two per one. Anyway, I picked spring and fall, because I feel like she fits the fall aesthetic, but she also fits the spring aesthetic. I don't really see her as, like, a summer girly as much, nor a winter. So I
definitely
picked, not winter, but I picked spring and summer.
I picked spring or for fall. You. I feel like I'm not fall. I can see myself as spring. I honestly see myself as summer a lot more than fall. Really? I don't know why, but it's also your point of view. I see you as spring. Aesthetic?
Indie slash cottagecore. Okay. I feel like that fits you me. Very well.
I'd say you're coquette slash tomboy. Not tomboy. I don't know what I'm going for when I say that, but like sweatshirts, yeah. like sporty, wide leg jeans, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What tree?
I picked a willow tree.
I was hoping you'd pick a willow tree. I love those. I said birch for you.
Aww.
Mainly the one that's on the
school playground.
School playground, yeah. Mm-hmm. Food.
Baguette.
Oh, I like baguettes. I said ribs. I don't know why. They're so yummy. Not that you're so yummy, but I don't know. I just feel like it fits you for some reason. Weather.
I picked rainbow after a storm.
Oh, those are pretty. I said, like, too hot sunny. Like beating down on you, like, on your back. I don't know why. Not in a bad way. You're just, I feel like you're, like, extremely excitable and, like, very outgoing. And I feel, like, really hot sunny. Maybe, I shouldn't say too hot because that sounds like a bad thing. But, like, very, very warm sunny.
Yeah, that's good.
Sport?
I picked volleyball. For you, you're very athletic, either volleyball or soccer, but I know that you love volleyball, and I see you as a volleyball
I said player. Soccer for you.
Really?
I know, I initially thought basketball, but when I think of your essence, I think of soccer, not basketball. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Font. Google font.
I have to turn the page here. I picked tea and coffee, which is like, It's called Angel Face, but it's, like, really pretty. It's, like, cursive almost, except a little bit.
Tea and coffee. Is that what it was written in?
Yeah.
Girl.
But I thought that was the font, but it's Angel Face.
Oh, okay. I was looking for a long time for a font that fit her. There was not one. I don't know why. I'm just thinking of a short and, like, wide letters. I don't know why, but, I mean, I guess that's similar to her writing style. Okay, and then the last one, flower.
Aster. It's, like, a really pretty, like, spiky flower. It's, like, I don't know, not super, like, full. Here, I'll show you.
I said sunflower for Danny. I know it's really basic, but just, like, so basic. Really, really big and yellow, I guess. It's just, like, excitable. Like, not, I always say excitable. Just, like, happy. Those are so pretty.
Yeah. And they come in different colors.
Yeah. So that is how we see each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so earlier Danny and I did the categories on our own, and now we are here with the Perry family. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
I'm Jonathan.
Ben.
Okay, so we are going to be doing the same categories, but they are going to, give their opinions about us to us separately, and then we'll kind of just see where the conversation takes us from there, and maybe you can talk about theirs as well. Okay, so let's start with movie.
What do you guys want to start?
With who? Anna or Danny or what?
Whatever.
Either one.
For Anna, 13 going on 30.
That's like a good one.
Yeah, I think that's.
I'd have to agree with that.
I love that movie,
I couldn't think of one.
What about you, John?
I did the same two for both of you guys, and I did a show, Friends.
That's good. I like that. That's positive.
That's a good one.
It wasn't a movie, but I guess they'll accept it.
What about Danny?
I couldn't come up with one.
Okay.
Do you have one? I did Adventures in Babysitting for Danny. I don't know why. It just seems like everything would go wrong. No, the old one, the good one with Elizabeth Shue. Yeah, it's the best.
I haven't seen the old one.
My mom wouldn't let me watch it.
It's so good. I've only seen the one with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what about songs?
It's game time for Danny. Beacon Light.
Yeah.
It's game time.
Woo! Game time. Okay. What'd you guys put?
Gratitude.
That's
gratitude.
A good one.
For
that's
Danny.
A good one.
I don't know that
Brandon
one.
Brandon Lake.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like is it country?
No.
It's
a Christian
song. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's really good.
For Danny, I put Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
That is a good one. All right. For Anna, I put Ironic.
Hmm. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
I'll have to listen to that later. I've not heard that one.
I don't know why I picked it for you, really.
If it's a vibe,
fun, whimsical song.
For Anna, I did Let It Go.
Let it go. Frozen.
Let it go. Let what go?
Let it snow or let it go?
Oh,
let it
go. Her name, what you call her?
Anna?
She needs calls to let it Anna. Go, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Let
okay.
Blue sky. Blue sky. Do, 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 do.
I gotta listen to this later. Talk about blue I don't know these. Sky.
Don't know that.
Okay, whatever.
What about color?
Danny's gotta be pink.
Yep, 100%.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not mad about that. I said purple for Danny.
I also see that.
That's
fair. That's a good one. I went with a pastel yellow because it's soft and it's warm.
I do see that for Danny.
I do like pastel yellow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Warm.
Anna, on the other hand, is atomic orange.
Atomic orange?
Atomic orange.
Never in my life would I guess that. Orange?
Is that even a color?
Atomic?
I could never see
what is atomic orange?
Okay, yeah. Atomic orange is when the atom bomb goes off and that orange fireball. Okay, you never know. I mean, so it's...
Intense.
It's intense. It can be very intense.
That's a
intense.
Good thing. That can
be a good thing. People and it can fear also be terrible. I'm fear.
I put pink for Anna.
Pink? Why?
She seems like a pink girl.
I feel like I'm definitely not pink.
No, you are green. You look that's what I have.
I also think I'm green or blue.
Yes, I don't even know why. It just fits you.
Yeah. What about, we had aesthetic earlier, but they are too old to know what that is.
Wow. Do you know what that is, Johnny?
Yeah.
Aesthetic?
Come on. What's their aesthetic?
Like their vibe or their feel or their look.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
name one aesthetic. Okay,
what is ours?
Danny would be like, I don't know.
Danny, you don't know any aesthetic words.
What did I say
words?
For you earlier? I said tomboy slash.
That's an aesthetic?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of intricate
there's like
ones, though.
There's,
Coquette's like pink core. Ribbons, like
oh,
girly. Cottage core is like.
Indie. Oh,
like
own.
Skirts. Like I'm going out to
yeah,
go to my
I
little cottage in the hills.
Like fairy.
No.
Yeah.
You're none of those.
Yeah.
Either one of you are none of those.
Okay, so animal is our next one.
Danny's a dog.
Yes.
Because you're always happy to see everyone and friendly to everyone.
I got it. I got a golden retriever. Just because it's not just a dog that's happy, but it's a loyal and loving dog.
Aww. And it's very trainable. because of basketball. You were very trainable.
Also, for context, you guys probably don't know who the Perrys are to us. Miss Lisa Perry was our basketball coach, and her husband Ben Perry was our assistant coach. Also, was our main coach for a period of time.
This is true.
And they're also our friends. And then they have a kid. That's Johnny. Mr. Johnny.
Is it weird that your basketball coaches are your friends?
Absolutely.
No.
That could be a whole nother podcast.
Very close.
Because you got to be close with your coach. You got to trust them. You got to have stuff in common to.
I always said my basketball girls were a step above everyone else. Like, you're my girls.
Yeah.
And I'll have your back always.
Yeah. Okay. Some loyalty.
Yeah.
Did you do her animal?
No. Danny's animal?
Oh, her animal, yeah.
Mammoth.
Mammoth?
He's like a mammoth to me. I said I'm going to be honest with you guys.
I love that.
That's good.
No, I low-key like see it, but I don't know why I see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like
you're like the woman, you're like the wife mammoth in Ice Age.
Yeah.
But
honestly,
like less mama bear and more like happy, free.
Like the daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't they have long hair like that like sways when they walk?
Yeah,
something
like
that.
Looks
like
that, yeah.
Okay, what about my animal?
I have a lion.
A lion.
Yeah, like you're outspoken and respected and a leader.
I completely disagree with that.
Oh.
Okay.
What am I, a freaking chickmunk? Chickmunk?
That actually I'm not even kidding.
Chickmunk it is.
What do you I might have to change mine. I said jaguar originally.
A jaguar?
Jaguar is still very,
it
like...
It seems like...
Kind of puts her in that cougar category.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, it's not a good thing.
Why a jaguar?
About to be 18.
She's like last? Girly, but like... Still like...
Fierce.
Yeah. Deadly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
Yeah,
like
Anna's not deadly, but...
He calls me Anna as a joke. He knows my freaking name.
I got Bluebird.
Hmm.
Oh, because you were a bluebird in the play.
Oh, that's right. That's the first time I met you. That's all
he remembered you as for the longest time. Wait, was she bluebird?
I'm Didn't like, you call oh me bluebird word. When I was playing basketball?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that.
I forgot all about that.
Or it wasn't bluebird. It was...
Yeah, no, it was bluebird.
I think there was a different... It was like... it was the same thing, but a different way of saying it.
I disagree with that one.
Bird blue?
It was no. Bluebird.
Bluebird? Okay.
That was definitely... Maybe how do you not remember what your character was?
No, I know I was a bluebird, but I think he called me, like, it is a bluebird. Oh, he called you something slightly, else? It was worded slightly different.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Something like that. Or songbird.
Songbird.
Something like that.
Bluebird, songbird.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Disney princesses.
Let's start with Anna this time. We always start with Danny.
Elsa.
I like that.
Elsa.
I feel like we're different, but it's also, I can see it.
Yeah.
Definitely not Anna.
I put the Tangled chick because I couldn't remember her name.
Rapunzel.
I
feel like she's too nice for me.
But mm-hmm. she goes against the flow.
That's true. Right.
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay.
For Anna, I put Ariel.
Oh, Ariel?
I can see that.
Let me give you my voice so I can be with my man. That's the whole thing of the movie.
Ariel. Why did you say Ariel? You said Rapunzel. You said who's... Oh, was that for her?
Because, like, she's always talking about how her mom doesn't let her home. Oh.
My mom doesn't let me home?
Or, like, has, like, a curfew, and then, like, isn't Ariel's mom, like, really, like...
Her mom is her dead.
Mom's dead, yeah.
I think you're thinking of Ursula. She's, like...
You're thinking of Rapunzel.
The octopus.
Oh, yeah, Rapunzel's mom doesn't let her out of the tower. But my curfew's midnight now, so we're chilling.
Yeah, I think I helped with that, didn't I?
Yeah. Probably.
I think you're thinking of she's mermaid is under the sea.
Under the sea.
She falls in love with a human prince.
And who's the purple girl?
Ursula. She's just
the wicked villain. She's like this like
octopus woman, and she's like, give me your voice. Yeah, and then she's like, then I'll give you legs so you can go up and marry Eric on land.
I'm tripping.
Okay.
Danny.
What? You didn't say mine, did you?
Yeah, Elsa. I said Elsa.
Okay.
Elsa was a
Did Perry go?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She said I was Rapunzel. Okay, what is Danny?
I put Belle.
I got Belle.
Why'd you put Belle?
All right, I put Belle because Belle had a caring heart.
Yeah.
She was very, she like...
She was kind to everyone.
Yeah. I also put Belle.
Whoa.
What? I we'll said Merida because I thought she was she's like
Merida. Who's
Brave.
That?
Brave. She's from Brave. She's got the crazy.
Barely remember that.
Curly hair. Yeah,
I'm not feeling
that movie was.
But I'm disagreeing with myself now. I don't think it's Belle. Still, I think it's. What did I say earlier?
Merida.
No, I'm. Before we started recording again, I said, it's a different Brave girl. But she's not Merida.
Rapunzel.
No.
I thought you said Rapunzel.
No.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Who else is there?
Mulan, Aurora.
Was it Mulan? No. Whatever.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Okay, now we have season. What season are we?
I put summer for Anna.
I see that.
I got your fall.
I told you.
I know, Danny thought fall as well.
Wow.
I think I'm summer. Or spring.
Yes.
Personally, what's Danny's?
I put fall for Danny.
I put fall for Danny.
No, see, yeah. Danny is a sunny spring day.
Really?
I thought spring as well. I was thinking fall, but yeah, I was like, that's her favorite
just
season.
Because
like,
spring has a lot of rain. No, but you got to understand, you're coming off a cold, dark winter, and then spring comes along, and she always comes into practice with, like a smile. She brings joy.
Yeah.
She brings like this
sunshine,
happiness.
Little
yeah.
ray.
Yep.
I put fall because, it's a cozy season.
Yeah. Like, comfort.
Comfort. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
That's why I said it for you, too.
Like, wait, what'd you say? You said summer for me?
Yeah, because you're fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. She said I'm fun. You probably didn't hear it.
You're very fun.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
I
Just
feel
not
like
when you yell at me.
I do appreciate you guys calling me, fierce and stuff, because I agree with it, but at the same time, Danny's like... A ray of sunshine and love and comfort, and I'm fierce.
But they're both good in different ways.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Did we all do season for each of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Flower.
Oh, yeah.
This one's not...
No, this was a good one.
Oh.
For Anna, I got baby's breath.
Oh, baby's is that the blue breath. One?
No, it's the little white things that you'll see. Like
in a corsage.
Yeah, a lot of wedding bouquets and stuff.
But oh. Why?
It's delicate.
I don't know. It's just I think of essence, baby's breath.
Sweet, like
they're all sweet though.
I guess.
It's
just the vibe.
Yeah, it's
I see that.
It's a non big city vibe, and it's not this, my color was like atomic orange, but at the same
baby's breath.
But at the same time she has a soft side.
Yeah.
Which is a softer, quieter, more gentle.
Thank
it's
you.
Like a gentle I appreciate thing. That. So yeah. I had to go with baby's breath on that.
I put a daisy because daisies are fun.
Thank you. I like daisies.
Yeah, I like them too.
Who are we doing?
Me.
Anna.
But you need to be
said
done
it.
With
he
that
put a dandelion.
I love dandelion. Okay, I know it's a weed, but
you're
feel like...
You're kind of just like going with the flow.
What is that?
Dandelion. Because they'll grow anywhere, maybe?
No, yeah. Like the That's white nice things, right?
Oh,
they turn into the
he's
white
he's thinking
things.
Of the yes. The round ones that you can like blow on when you make
the
a wish.
The dandelions turn
like,
into
just,
them.
The puff
just
ball.
I see.
Go anywhere and oh,
that's true.
Them.
Okay, that was
Thank
very
you.
Introspective, actually,
yeah.
Danny.
I'll start the next one for Danny.
Okay.
For Danny, I chose sunflower.
Me too.
That's what she said.
I know it's so basic, but like genuinely, I feel like everybody's like, "Oh, you remind me of a sunflower," but like. Most of the people
That's
in my
true.
Life wouldn't
yeah.
be a sunflower.
No.
I think
Same.
You are a sunflower.
Same.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I put a yellow orchid.
Because
an orchid is a beautiful flower, and a yellow orchid, I felt like...
Yellow
yeah.
just...
Yeah. I mean, we got the whole yellow, the brightness that it exudes.
Yes.
Thanks, okay. guys.
You're welcome. And then so weather to finish off. Did you do Danny's flower?
Yes, sunflower.
Me?
No,
yes.
her.
I yes. said, yeah. me too, sunflower.
Oh, okay. Weather. Yeah. Well, we also have font as our last one, but Danny and I looked up font names. We're not going to have them look up fonts.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to do weather, and that'll be our finisher.
Okay. I put wind for Anna.
Ooh.
I never even Ooh. Thought of wind as being one of those.
It's a good one,
Why
isn't
are you
it?
Giggling?
I put sandstorm.
It's like wind with an abrasive nature.
I don't know, bro.
Sandstorm is like probably the worst one you can pick. You
no,
you remind
Danny's
me of a sandstorm.
Worse.
Danny's is worse. I wasn't
oh,
thinking like
word.
Like a natural
sandstorm.
Disaster.
He's gonna say freaking tornado or something.
Earthquake? Is it earthquake?
No.
Okay, what's your strap for
November it's rain?
I like that one a lot. I agree
oh, I
with that
I thought that was
going
to be your song.
November rain, I think, fits
you
me.
You make my earthquake.
Just chill. A little cold.
November rain.
Are we saving
comforting
for last for Danny?
Sure.
Apparently. Okay, I put a rainbow for Danny.
Aw. And I'm wind. No one likes
What'd you
wind.
Say?
I love
really
wind.
You like wind. I like a breeze.
What'd you put?
I like wind when I'm by, like,
What'd
a big
put?
Body of water and I can see waves and see a storm coming. What'd you put for Danny?
Sunny spring day.
Thank you.
I agree.
I feel like I'm going to need it after this.
Tsunami? I don't
Why?
Mean that.
I
mean,
okay, but
way.
I understand the water aspect for some reason.
Tsunami?
Is it because, like, I'm dramatic or something?
What's that?
I don't know.
Dramatic?
Intense,
dramatic.
Maybe? Just
yeah.
a, like,
Wait,
no matter
what?
Whether
dramatic.
It's
dramatic.
Oh, so it's a dramatic.
Whether
concept.
It's, like, happy or, like, sad or any of that. It's just,
it's an intense
feeling
amount.
Overall.
Okay, yeah.
Why
yeah.
did you put tsunami?
Just fit.
It's just the vibe.
I get
all
it.
All of
Mammoth
this is just
tsunami.
The vibe instantly.
I get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that went very well. I liked hearing your guys' insights, and I'm sure I will listen back to this again. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast. Our final episode ever.
Good job, girls.
Well done. Bravo.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support throughout this episode or through this podcasting process.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of the love and support. having this many episodes from day one up until now. There have been some of you guys that have just stuck through every episode and had conversations about it with us in real life. So that's been really nice. Danny, do you have anything to say?
Closing comments.
Closing comments.
It's end of an era.
It fun. Is the end of an era.
Yeah.
It seems short, but for us, this is months and months and months. So,
yeah. Are you still going to keep doing this?
This is our last one.
This is
our
last one.
You don't want to continue?
No.
Well, so I think, I don't know if we've ever actually said this on the podcast. This is for a senior project, but it's also just for us because we thought it would be really fun. And we did one of these in the past and we had a really good time and we thought that we fit it well. So we just decided to make our own.
Nice.
But yeah. Have a wonderful evening, morning, night, whatever time it is for you, and have, I don't know, a blessed
day.
Yeah.
Night, etc.
Bye. Bye.